Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called What Are the Unique Challenges of Rodent Control versus Insect or Wildlife Control in Portland? You know, every year, Portland homeowners spend thousands on pest control, but rats keep coming back. And there's a really good reason for that. Controlling rodents requires completely different tactics than dealing with ants or raccoons. Think of it this way. Trying to control rats the same way you'd handle an ant problem is like bringing a knife to a chess match. Here's the thing about rats. They're scary smart. Unlike your typical house ant or raccoon, rats are basically tiny evil geniuses. They learn from their mistakes, they warn their rat buddies about dangers, and they actually pass this knowledge down to their offspring. That fancy rat trap that worked last month? They've already figured out how to avoid it and told all their friends about it over coffee. Now, Portland presents its own special challenges when it comes to rat control. Our beautiful old city infrastructure, especially those vintage sewer systems, is basically a 5-star underground hotel for rats. Add in our famous Portland rain and mild climate, and you've got perfect conditions for rats to breed year-round. It's like we've accidentally created the world's most elaborate rat spa and resort. But here's where it gets really interesting, and this is crucial. Unlike dealing with ants or raccoons, you can't just treat your own property and call it a day. Rats laugh at property lines. They're like that neighbor who borrows your lawnmower and never returns it. They don't care about boundaries. Let me share a quick story from the Hawthorne District last year. We had homeowners playing this endless game of whack-a-rat, treating their individual properties while the rats just moved next door for a while. But when 6 neighboring houses finally got together and coordinated their control efforts, boom, rat activity dropped 90% in just 2 months. It was like watching the rat version of a mass exodus. So here's your takeaway for today. If you want to win against rats in Portland, you've got to think bigger than your own backyard. Talk to your neighbors. Create a shared plan. Because when it comes to rats, we're all in this together, whether we like it or not. It's not just a household problem. It's a community challenge that needs a community solution. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.